Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the Special Projects Editor for SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on the impact of dual-mode phones on a mid-market organization's unified communication strategy. I'd first like to welcome today's speaker, Zias Caravella. Zias is a Senior Vice President of Yankee Group's Enterprise Research Group. He manages the research and consulting agenda that enables anywhere enterprise clients to meet the demands of the global connectivity revolution. Zias's expertise involves working with customers to solve their business issues through the deployment of infrastructure technology, including unified communications. Before Yankee Group, Zias was a senior engineer and technical project manager for Greenwich Technology Partners, a leading infrastructure consulting firm. Earlier, he was the vice president of IT for Ferris Baker Watts, a mid-Atlantic brokerage firm, deploying corporate-wide technical solutions to support the firm's business units. He was also an engineer and technical project manager for Alex Brown & Sons, where he was responsible for the technology related to the equity trading desk. Welcome, Zias.
Hello, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about dual-mode Wi-Fi and cellular VoIP and their impact on a mid-market company's unified communication strategy. I'll spend the next 10-plus minutes asking Zias to answer a number of questions about today's topic. So let's get started. First, can you first tell us about the features and offerings available today for dual-mode Wi-Fi for a mid-market company?
Yeah, I think the mobile unified communications market is really an interesting market to me. We've had a mobility market that's been in the making for a number of years and a unified communications market that's been in the making for a number of years, and neither market's really taken off. And so when you put the two together, you can ask, well, why would this take off? And I think for companies looking to get a lot of bang for their buck out of both their unified communications investment as well as their mobility investment, to me, the mobile unified communications market provides that kind of opportunity. I think right now we're really at the beginning phases of this market. You can get basic presence information on a dual mode phone running a UC client. You can get some conferencing features. By and large, though, the main thing that people buy them for tends to be find me, follow me features and single number dial. But those things will improve over time. And one of the reasons I think it provides such a compelling value proposition is when you're at your desk using unified communications, the difficulty in moving information from one communications medium to another isn't overly high. When you're mobile, though, you're generally either hands constrained because you're driving or walking, or you're in a rush or something because you're maybe running through an airport or something. So the speed at which you can do it is much more difficult on a mobile phone. So if you throw a good UC client on there, it makes that much easier. So like I said, you get much more bang for the buck. So I think, the features right now are primarily limited to voice, but you'll see those increase more into some of the collaboration features over the next few years.
Okay. Can you tell us also about the features and offerings available today for cellular VoIP, also, again, for a mid-market company?
Yeah, well, there isn't a lot of cellular VoIP being done today. This would be somebody who puts a VoIP client on a cell phone and then is able to use the mobile phone as a corporate extension. And I think that in itself provides a lot of value. I think there's for somebody in a mid-sized organization, they tend to have a lot more responsibilities as far as being a jack of all trades and having customer facing responsibility as well as internal facing responsibility. So the find me, follow me type features, a single number dial, as well as being able to have a very consistent look and feel to the phone, have it replicate your corporate system, actually is what you see today that makes the product so appealing.
Okay, and how will dual mode phones affect the unified communication strategies at a mid-market company?
Well, I think it'll affect it a lot, and it's in fact, I think for a lot of mid-market organizations, you may see them take their UC strategy and VoIP strategy and make it completely mobile. The dual-mode phones today are good enough to replace the corporate handsets in a lot of cases, and I think when we talk about this market, it's been talked a lot about being fixed mobile convergence, where you want your fixed phone, that's your traditional really expensive desk phone, and your mobile phone to have the same look and feel. But what you may find is that with the use of a dual-mode phone, that's being cellular and Wi-Fi, somebody in a mid-market organization could get by with just one phone, that being the mobile phone. And there's a significant cost savings there for a lot of organizations. When you look at the cost of IP phones today, they can range as low as like $200, $300. But if you look at some of the high-end color ones, they can be over $1,000. So, and in general, the mobile phone has more features than the desk phone. So I think for companies looking to deploy UC, the advent of the dual-mode phone and the evolution of that will allow them to deploy a completely mobile UC strategy and have the mobile phone be the only phone.
Okay, so let's talk about pricing. Can a mid-market company really afford these type of phone options?
Yeah, well, that's certainly a good question. And smartphones are certainly, and dual-mode phones are certainly more expensive than traditional feature phones. But I think when you look at what you get, you get a device typically with a full keyboard, a bigger screen, and you can do more things with it. So, right now, I think we live in a world where people have to, they use the phrase, I'll take care of that when I'm back in the office. The smartphone that's filled with features like a BlackBerry or Nokia device or an iPhone or a Windows mobile phone, I think will move us into an environment where we can remove that phrase, I'll take care of that when I'm back in the office, from our vocabulary. So even if, and like I said in the last, based on your last question, I think to offset the cost of these phones, a company could actually look at decreasing the number of fixed wired phones that they need as a way to fund the dual-mode phone. So even if they don't want to pay right out of the gate, like I said, you can use some strategies around a replacement strategy of having the mobile phone be the only phone.
And finally, who are some of the leading vendors in these areas, and what new things can users expect to see from some of their service offerings?
Well, so that's a multifaceted question. There is no vendor out there that offers the entire continuum of mobile C, from mobile UC, from unified communication software, through phones, through through the mobile software itself, as well as the mobile middleware. I think if you break that down into different segments, from the phone perspective, I think BlackBerry still leads in corporates. Whether it's large corporations, small businesses, or mid-market, it just provides the most features. I know RIM itself, that's the company that owns BlackBerry, has a number of their own UC features and things that they're working on. So you'll see, I expect to see a lot of evolution out of them. They're already the leader in enterprise email, and you'll see them, I think, start to take a leadership position in mobile UC. From an infrastructure perspective, there's some smaller companies that I like. There's a small company called Davitas that has a very, very slick client that sits on top of your mobile phone, be it a Windows mobile device or a Nokia device. I know they're working on some other things that allow users to create a very, very nice interface that overlays on top of the mobile phone. And then, of course, we also have, in addition to RIM and Davitas, we also have the traditional UC vendors of Cisco, Siemens, Avaya, that all have their varying levels of infrastructure. I think Cisco and Siemens are probably the two with the broadest portfolios, but I would certainly look at other companies to get into this market as well.
Okay, and on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thanks again to Zias Caravella for speaking with us today, and thank you all for listening. Have a great day.